Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks right here on W4HC. Glad you tuned in, and we got things to talk about today. Something I talked about on my local show in Oklahoma City was how I was listening to this guy on the internet, and he was talking about how silly it is that people use lemon in water thinking it's going to make them healthier. It does a lot for you. And he was trying to come off that he's the smartest guy in the room and didn't know what he was talking about in some regards. Probably knew what he was talking about in certain ways. I mean, it's not a cure-all to everything. But as you get older, one of the things that happens is you don't digest food well and you don't absorb minerals. And that's because, primarily because your stomach acid goes down. You don't have enough stomach acid, and you need the stomach acid to be at a certain level to really digest the minerals well and absorb them, and as well as the rest of your food. So one of the solutions to that is about an inch of Bragg's vinegar in a glass of water, and or maybe a half inch starting out until you get used to it, and then about three or four times that much of regular water or distilled water preferably. Well, also putting lemon juice will do a lot of that, and it will help clear the mucus out of the body. A friend of mine pointed that out to me, that a veterinarian told her to do that with her dog, and that her dog was really choking on a lot of mucus. And he said, just start putting lemon juice in the water. And she said, sure enough, it worked. Well, it worked for us as well. So don't forget to use the lemon juice. But if you really want to be healthy, take a whole lemon, cut off the little ends, chop it up, throw it in about 10 ounces of water, 10 or 12 ounces of water, maybe a little more, and add stevia to it. Make yourself lemonade. Blend it. But I'm talking about blending the whole thing, the rind and everything. So pick up some of those fleshy straws that you can get in 7-Eleven or somewhere, and they're big enough to pull that pulp up through. And that will do a fantastic job of alkalizing. When you're starting to feel sick, your body's usually acidic, or maybe getting sick makes it acidic, but it will help you fight it off by getting your pH back up to where it should be. And the same thing, cancer thrives in a low acidic state. Now, this guy, he was saying, well, they think you're going to take lemon and it's going to change your pH. He was talking about blood pH. It took me a second to realize what he's saying until he said, it has to be within a small framework. And he's absolutely right. Blood pH stays within a small framework. And if you start to get acidic, the body pulls minerals out of your bone to buffer your blood, which takes away for the minerals that are necessary for the nervous system and to keep the bone density. So when you drink all these sodas and take on sugar and starch, you make the body acidic. And so your body is not going to let the blood get acidic. So it steals from other areas that you don't want it stolen from. So that's very, very important. But I also want you to be aware, you know, the rind, that yellow rind, and this does not work the same way with an orange. The orange rind does have D-limony in it, but it has so much sugar in that it will make your body acidic. What happens with the lemon is it's very acidic, but it causes the body to buffer it. But it doesn't work that way with sugar. The body doesn't try to buffer that kind of acid. Why? I'm not quite sure. That's something I need to research and try to figure out why. But a lemon, when they measure it, will normalize your pH, but an orange will not. So anyway, that D-limony, down in Dallas, they took some D-limony oil, put it in white rats' feed, implanted tumors in it, and the ones that were eating the feed that had the D-limony oil in it, the tumors were gone. The ones that were not eating that died from the tumors. So I've heard for years that D-limony is really good. Now, another thing that kills bacteria, I mean, kills parasites, because, by the way, most cancer is fungus or parasite oriented. Not all, but most of it is. And there's a dog warmer by Nexus, and it comes in a, I'm trying to remember the name of the dog warmer, but it comes in like a white, orange, and gold level. There's a guy here in Oklahoma City that was on TV, and he took the dog warmer at the veterinarian, told him that. He had cancer that the doctors didn't say he was going to live a month. I mean, he was supposed to live just a month, maybe a little bit longer, 6 weeks, and they didn't think they'd see him. I mean, it was all over his body. And he's still around, been quite, I don't know how many years now, but it's been a few years. And he's got a lot of other people that have cancer on it. This is an inexpensive thing. It's like $10 for a week's supply. You take it 3 days, and you're off for four. And you do that every week for a while. But here's an interesting thing. He was going to very, very famous cancer center. And they were one of the people that didn't see that he was going to survive because it already really riddled all the way through his body all over. And they said, how are you still here? And he said, well, I've been taking this dog warmer. This veterinarian told me about it. He said, oh, we've known about that for 20 years, but there's no patent on it anymore. We don't recommend it. That really bothers me. There's some other things I know that way that are very anti-cancer, but you never hear about it. And if I tell you on the radio, a product that costs about $30 for a month's supply, depending on what store you buy it in, some a little bit less than 30, some a little bit more. If you took 25 drops of that 3 times a day, I've seen people have great results with cancer, really phenomenal, even when the chemo had already failed them. And the radiation, and they still had the cancer. And yet you would think, well, we live in a free country. You can tell us, Dr. Soloway, tell us what you're talking about. It may not get me in trouble because I'm not selling it, but it would get the company in trouble, and they may pull it off the shelf. And a lot of people are using it for energy and general health, and I don't want to mention what it is because of that. Of course, I do give lectures every so often. Or I talk to people privately, but it's not something for the general public. But it used to be. I used to do a lot of shows on it. In fact, it inspired me to do radio many, many years ago, 22 years ago. Won't be long before it's 23 years ago. Now, I also want to mention that this is the flu and cold season. I think we went over some of this last week. But I don't forget, elderberry wine. That tall, thin bottle, I think, gives you the best for your money. And if it's real good elderberry wine, sometimes they sweeten it because it's bitter without any sugar in it. The fermentation process has eaten up all the sugar. So if you turn it over and look at how many carbs of sugar in there, it should be just one or two maybe three, but sometimes it's almost zero. That means it's really active and it's really been done well. So swig that 2 or 3 times a day to avoid getting the flu. And if you have a flu, maybe every couple hours. Also, look at silver. There's a lot of good silvers out there, and there's a lot that aren't that good. One that I think is fantastic is Silver Biotics and ASAP Silver. Very, very good silvers. But Silver Biotics is a good one. There's a structured silver that Dr. Frank has that seems like it's phenomenal. He's using it in South Africa on malaria, and they're getting good results. And he also, I believe, uses that on leprosy, and they're getting great results with it. It's silver. You got to remember, silver was what our great-grandparents used to put in a silver dollar in milk or a silver canteen when I was a kid in Boy Scouts, because silver kills the bacteria. In the viruses, it creates an electrical field that pulls them apart, and it's very, very effective. At one time, they would spray people down once they knew about bacteria and viruses, and they didn't used to know about it. They thought that was a ridiculous idea, that something they couldn't see that was what was making people sick. Well, once they actually knew about it, before antibiotics were developed, they'd spray people down with colloidal silver. And, if they just cut them open, they got to do something to stop them from getting an infection. And I guess the doctors probably washed down with it and stuff. And there's a silver company, American Silver, I believe is the name of it, in Utah. They make the silver for a lot of different companies. You can tell their silvers because they got patents on it. They proved that the silver would do what all these claims are for silver, that the silver would actually kill all these strands of bacteria. And once they actually proved it, they were able to get a patent, and his first patent in 80 years. So I look for those patent numbers to know it's the right size, the right frequency to do its thing. I even had a guy tell me that he had gotten breast cancer, and he owned a water mineral company, sort of like Water Oz, but it wasn't Water Oz. And he tried a lot of different things, and he said he doesn't know why, because the silver has a low pH, but the silver got rid of it. Well, there's a good reason why. It may be that it killed the parasite or the fungus that was the cause of it. My friend Doug Kaufman has been teaching that many, many years, and we're going to be back in just a few moments here, and I'm going to talk about Doug's philosophy. We'll be right back, folks. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. They have some at Omega Health at 2427 North Tech Council. But Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing products. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock. There's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest, 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. Welcome back, folks. It's Dan's Health Talks. And in the first section, I was talking about parasites and cancer and fungus. And my friend Doug Kaufman has an online show and has, in some areas, has a local TV show. It's a syndicated show, so you'd have to look for it. And you may be able to find it by going to his website to see if it's in your area. I'm sure there's a way of looking that up. But it's called Know the Cause. And Doug's written a number of books on how fungus is the underlying cause of many, many diseases that medicine has been fighting, but they've been fighting it in the wrong way. They've been fighting it with antibiotics and some anti and approaching it as a virus or a bacterial, when many times it's fungal base or parasitic base, which falls in the same family. So Doug teaches a low, very low carb diet, not as low as some of them, but very low. It would fight the ketogenic diet would fit right in, except Doug has a few foods he wants people to eat that are very antifungal. And he gets good weight loss. In fact, I was talking to a lady that I've done nutritional counseling with before, and she's dealing with cancer. And she's deliberately dropped 30 pounds in not too long, a couple months, of doing Doug's diet. And I told her to call Doug and let him know. But Doug's approach on cancer, he has you cut the carbs to starve the cancer. Remember, cancer feeds on sugar. And that means starch, rice, bread, potatoes, all those kind of starches are going to become sugar. And then all the corn syrup and sugar that feeds the cancer. So you cut that out. You starve that away so the cancer doesn't have any food. And that's one of the things you do. Then you use a lot of antifungals. Olive leaf is a very antifungal. a Regna Oil P73. And the reason I put the P73, a lot of Regna Oil is not even really a Regna Oil. It's Mexican sage. You got to get the real stuff from the turkey, from the North America Urban Spice. And then a number of other things that can be real helpful. Gaviola, Party Arkel. And you got to raise the oxygen level, like exercise. I think it's very important on cancer. Deep breathing. Taking products like cell food, high doses of cell food, really generating more oxygen on a cellular level. And you, Corella can be helpful, but that's not what I was thinking about. Chlorophyll also increases oxygen. And I think oregano oil P73 does too. There's other ways of increasing it, but cell food is probably my favorite way of increasing oxygen. But the oregano oil just burns the virus or parasite right up, and that's how it can be very effective. So anyway, look at that. There's other things out there like ellagic acid, which comes from raspberries. The black raspberries is the more powerful of the two, but raspberries, or just look for ellagic acid. That's known to be very effective on cancer. And then IP6, a lot of good research on IP6. You can get that at good health food stores. The list is pretty broad on the things you can do on cancer, but we used to use coral calcium, but I want to talk about coral calcium for a minute. Someone was asking me last week what I think about coral calcium. And a year or two after I started radio, I first started radio talking about cell food and all the benefits it would have because I was so impressed with the product. I still am. It's a very, very good product. But after I talked about cell food, we ran into some people that had coral calcium because when cell food came out here in Oklahoma City, it wasn't. It was private labeled by a network marketing company called Hydroxygen Plus, and we were getting great results with people. And then that company had run up a bill of about $200,000 to the lab, and the lab cut them off. So they came out with their own version, and that version not only was not effective, but it's actually hurting people. So we found out what was that real company that made that, and we found cell food. A friend of mine hunted them down, found this fabulous lab in Santa Barbara that was making cell food. And we contacted them and then started look for a network marketing. And when I started radio, we were trying to support radio by doing network marketing. Pretty hard to do. But anyway, we were found a network marketing company that had the a wherewithal to be able to sell the cell food. But their thing was coral calcium. And I learned something interesting in that. All these people that were taking coral calcium were going, oh, it's the best I've felt, or I had this problem or that problem. And it went away when I started taking high doses of coral calcium. And we had the same kind of stories with cell food. So when we gave people cell food, they felt a little bit, but not nothing like they did with the coral calcium. And if you give the coral calcium to the people that have been taking cell food, they might have felt a little bit, but not like what they had felt with cell food. And that's when the analogy had dawned on me and said, whatever you're first start taking when you're not feeling good, and it's a really powerful supplement. It's like driving your car along at 10 miles an hour and you hit the gas and all of a sudden you're doing 60, 70 miles an hour and you're pushed back in the seat real quick. And you go, whoa, I can really feel that. And then you're gliding along and if there's nothing, if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you don't have telephone poles, you almost don't realize you're doing 70 or 80 miles an hour. You're just moving along. And then if you hit the gas and go to 80, you maybe notice a little bit, not much. Well, whatever got you from 0 to 60 to 70 miles an hour is now your very best friend and you think everybody needs to be taking that. And something else that can be equally as good, but you already got a lot of mileage down the road, you may not notice or think that much about something that added maybe 5-10 miles to your speed. So you got to think about it in that analogy. The most important thing is there's so many healthy things out there you need to be aware of. And the older you are, the more you need to take care of super supplement. Now, of course, my favorite supplement line, and I'm real dedicated to these people, haven't made hardly a penny from doing it, a little bit, but it's because the products are so good. It's the Fox Legacy products. The Restore, I like the Rejuvenate Gel. Use that every morning when I get out of the shower on my face and my hair, and when my shoulder was bothering me on my shoulder, sometimes on my low back. Fantastic product, but people are using it on their feet for painful feet, for back, for joint problems, for skin problems, getting great effect with that. But the Restore Oil, phenomenal product. I mean, we're seeing all kinds of health benefits from that. It's astonishing. To someone that's a doctor in nutrition and has been doing radio for 22 years and was a spokesman for different companies for 3 or 4 years before that, or about 3 years before that, I've seen some very powerful things come down the line. But some of the things I've seen with the Restore product, I would not have thought was possible. But they are. Now, even the earlier products, product line that I was taking was getting very similar results, just not quite as powerful and quite as quick. And they have a life oil and a mobility oil, and I still take them sometimes too. So that is very powerful. Now, I want to mention, speaking of that oil, one of the tricks I do, especially now that winter is starting here in Oklahoma, where you turn on your heater at night and stuff and the air is dry, your mucous membrane dries out, and bacteria, virus, and fungus can connect to that and get in much easier without the mucus being there. You want a little bit of mucus, you just don't want too much. But I can't have too much mucus or I can't do this radio. And so I irrigate my sinuses. You know, people use neti pots. There's a lot of different ways of doing it. But I irrigate my sinuses with quite a bit of salt and another little product I put in. And then after that, after I really cleaned my sinuses out, I'll lay on the bed with my head off the bed and take some of this life or mobility or restore, but I like the other ones, they're not as expensive, and I'll drip some oil into my nose, and it'll be olive oil into my nose. Now, the Restore has black seed oil, which would be even better, but I'll drip maybe a half eyedropper or a quarter eyedropper into each nostril and rotate my head back and forth as I'm hanging my head backwards off the bed, and getting that round on the membrane. And that makes fantastic difference. And I think one of the reasons is that oil coats your lining and so it protects you against things trying to get through. So we'll be right back, folks. I got a lot more to talk to you about. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. They have some at Omega Health at 2427 North Tech Council, but Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. It was years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing products. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. So I really appreciate you being with me. And I have one of my favorite guests, Stu Tomp, with me. And Stu has been educating us on CBD oil. Their company is the top in the world, I think, but at least top in the country. It's called CV Sciences. CV Sciences. And right now what you'll find in the stores is plus CBD oil. But there's different ones for different purposes. There's a gold, green, red, and paste and different other things with it. So, Stu, thank you for being with us. And things are changing in the industry, aren't they?
Wow. as fast or faster than about anything I have ever seen. And we are happy, very happy here at CV Sciences, that Donald Trump, President Trump, passed the Farm Bill with the support of the leadership and Mitch McConnell's great work down in Kentucky. And the passing of the Farm Bill is a giant step forward for true agricultural hemp products. However, Doc, the thing I wanted to bring up today with your audience is the misunderstanding between what a hemp product is and what a marijuana product is now that the DEA is out of the way. Now that hemp is an agricultural crop, now that hemp is lawful and legal in the United States of America, what comes next with the Food and Drug Administration? So I'm sure you've seen, Dr. Dan, not a lot of these hemp CBD companies have been prepared or have been talking about what's next after the Farm Bill. Have you noticed that?
No, I hadn't thought about it. I just knew, I really get most of my education on hemp from you, and so I knew that the Farm Bill passed, but I didn't know how it was affecting other people.
Well, it was really exciting because it looked like it's the opening of the whole market, which is true if you're a farmer. What do I mean by that? This is about growing agricultural hemp outside to replace tobacco, to be more profitable than soybean or corn, which we don't need more of in this country, and we're always subsidizing those crops anyway. So I think there's a little misunderstanding. CBD was not liberated from the Controlled Substance Act. No, CBD is an approved pharmaceutical drug for treatment-resistant epilepsy. What was liberated from the Controlled Substance Act is the actual hemp plant itself. Now, most people don't know this. Did you know that true fiber food hemp has only about 1% CBD naturally occurring in the plant and 99% plant material? Were you aware of that?
I think you and I went over that probably a few years ago. I think you educated me on that.
But it's forgotten. What I just said was interesting. The hemp protein that you first started eating years ago, what was Manitoba Harvest or Nutiva, all those years ago, where you used hemp protein, hemp seed oil, most people don't know, Doc, our product plus CBD oil is made from a food fiber agricultural hemp plant. And now that the DEA is out of the way, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they will be looking for responsible companies like CV Sciences with a safe, effective, proven product like Plus CBD oil. So things are changing.
Okay.
CBD was not liberated. Hemp was liberated.
So if I have, 100 pounds of the brush, the hemp plant dried, I squeeze out only 1 pound of oil?
Oh, no. I was saying if you actually look at a dried hemp leaf and you test it, only 1% of its total makeup is CBD. The other 99% of that hemp plant would be the fatty acids and the sterols.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where in marijuana, they can get 30, 40% CBD. And you don't sell that in a health food store. That's a botanical product. You sell that in a dispensary, and that's still controlled, and that's still federally illegal. Even if it has low THC, a pot plant is different than a fiber agricultural food farming operation, which happens with overalls and dirt, not with a greenhouse and clippers. Got it?
Okay. I got you. I'm big on farmers now.
So. I'm big on farmers. That's what this whole thing was about. No, we're really big on farmers. Because that's what this was about. This was about bringing an agricultural crop in, that never existed before, adding a new staple. So just like we talked about this being a big deal, the liberation of hemp, right? You've got the Constitution, you've got the pyramids, you've got the Great Wall of China. This addition of hemp as a building material alternative to plastic, as a medicine, as a fiber, as a way to make concrete without toxins, this is the biggest introduction economically to the world that we have had probably in our lifetimes, if not ever.
Huh.
Right? This is like the interweb. This is like the Gutenberg press. And we just want to make sure that everyone knows you shouldn't run around and buy some random CBD products. You don't know what they are. You don't know where they came from. You don't know if they're safe. You don't know if they're effective. And as soon as the FDA rules, And if you get online, you see the chatter. They're talking about it every day now. They're going to set three swim lanes: pharmaceutical, botanical, and agricultural. Our products, CB Sciences plus CBD oil products, are agricultural hemp made from certified agricultural hemp seeds.
Okay. Now, when it becomes agricultural, unless the farm is done in certain ways, as I understand, the hemp plant is really nature's a sponge for picking up all kinds of toxins out of the air and the ground and everything.
Well, you know, I heard that true. It's true, but so is kale. You know, yes, you have to be very careful, to your point, that you're growing it in clean land. And so just because you're growing hemp or cannabis in your backyard and you think it's safe and you think it's organic, you might not know that for sure until you test the product to see if it's toxicologically safe for human consumption. So we want people on guard, buyer beware, look for plus CBD oil so you get it right. You have something that's lawful, something that's effective, something that's safe.
Thank you, Stu, for being with us. Don't forget it, folks. Plus CBD, the gold for the brain, the green for the body. Thank you, Stu. I really appreciate it.
These are good.
Yeah, and now we're going to go back to where my part doesn't need to be there. Go back to where Stu ended his.
Yeah, and I want to redo the colors for you because you're mixing them up. I want you to.
Oh, okay. Okay, and correct me. Go back to where I said the colors.
Okay. Should we do it when we come back? We do the colors when we come back.
Yeah, well, I want to hear what it sounds like right there.
Okay. Inflammation, red, green, stress, gold, pain.
Oh. I had green for pain. Okay.
Right, yeah. Gold's the highest concentration. Lowest concentration. Inflammation, CBDA modifies COX-2. When it's activated, it speaks to serotonin receptor and the GABA receptor indirectly, and for pain, it's a positive allosteric modulator of the mu opioid receptor, and topically, it works like lidocaine on the TRPV receptor.
Very good, Stu. You got your information down well, buddy.
Oh, no, no. We can do that live. I'm going to explain it in a way that go to your pharmacist, ask for transliteration of this. I'm going to show people the alternative.
Well, let me try to do a little bit. I'll do a little bit for him. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay, what was the last thing we said there? So we don't, and I'll pick up that. I'll make it. Yeah, people don't realize how important it is that the plant is safe. A lot of, because too many people have come on the market. That's why a company that does $50 million a year in this and goes through all the testing, has the lab, has all the facility to really do it right and control things, is very important to the individual. And it should be, because as I said earlier, it is a sponge. It has to be grown right. It's wonderful in that regard, being a sponge, because you could have an oil spill and it can clean it up for you. Mushrooms can do the same thing, but it is fantastic. Now, Stu, there are CD Sciences, the plus CBD oils. I sometimes said it wrong. What are the colors? What do the colored labels mean versus how they function in the body?
Well, the first thing, doctor, is you really didn't and have never gotten it wrong, because we're still learning which type of cannabinoid, which ratio is most appropriate for which condition. So in general, the high CBD, low THC hemp extracts support a healthy inflammatory response, a healthy stress response, and a healthy pain response. Now, individuality and personalization is the name of the game, which means you, the consumer, you need to find out if our red label product works best for you, if our green label product is perhaps better, or the gold that I always talk about, if the gold is appropriate. And the reason I say that, Doc, is gold is the most concentrated product that we have. It's for pain. It's for pain.
Oh.
It's for treatment-resistant conditions. And it might be too much. It might be too much right away. So our red product is for inflammation. The green product is for stress. The gold product is for pain. However, they all support a healthy stress response, inflammatory response, or pain response. If you have a backache, red label. You've got a stress, like he's giving you a headache, but you don't really have a headache. It's just a stress-creating situation, green. And if you have a horrible headache or you're in tremendous pain, then go for the gold.
Okay, that's good, because I was dealing with a little bit of back issue. And so I always start off the morning with one or two goats, and then I'll spray some of the green in my mouth sometimes. It's not like the taste of that peppermint oil. But anyway.
But did you notice how that it elevates your brain, that it seems to make your brain more effective?
Yes. That's why I used it this morning. I need every neuron firing the way it should.
Wait. You heard what Dr. Dan said. You need every neuron firing. Our gold product plus CBD oil rescues neurons. If you don't want brain damage, you ever heard people that are brain dead?
Mm-hmm.
Those neurons die. They don't come back. Rescue neurons. Make new connections. Dump bad information. Make better connections. Upgrade your network. Find some courage and some strength, and you'll be empowered with plus CBD oil.
And what it does, I believe, is excited toxins is one of the things that kill nerves, that overactivates them, like NutraSweet, aspartame. But it calms that. It buffers it so it can't destroy itself by being overactive. Stu, thank you for being with us. I really appreciate it, buddy, and I want to talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Doctor.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back. This is Dan's Health Talks every Tuesday right here. Now, I have my friend Brenda Schwartz with me, and she has Body Dynamics. She's down in Dallas. And people that met Brenda, they always guess her about 15, 20 years younger than she is. And we'll talk about that on another show, why she looks 20 years younger. But one of the things she does that she turned me on to is she has a total body cleanse in an extra cleanse, and then she has a Theracolon cleanse. And she also has a phenomenal, probably the best there is in probiotics. And I really did something, took some antibiotics, my gut got inflamed and my belly swelled up. Didn't have any surface fat to speak of, but my belly really got big. And so I tried all kinds of stuff out there and nothing was working. So I called Brenda. I said, hey, Brenda, I really need your stuff. I've been going through everybody out there, the Garden of Life, everybody, and nothing's working like your stuff used to. So, Brenda, thank you for being with us. And tell me why.
Thank you, Dan.
Why is it? Why is yours working? Because these other companies are big, big companies in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're just a little company, but you do things so well.
Well, we're a little company, but we're growing very quickly just because of what you just said. I don't compromise quality. I mean, here's one unique thing about what we do. Only the best grade of herbs are used. And just let me tell you, when you go to manufacture a product, you do not have to put the best grades of herbs. You could put whatever is mid-grade, low-grade. Mm-hmm. It won't be disclosed on your label, and that saves money. And if you're a huge company that's worrying about your bottom line, I prefer to provide the very top-grade herbs. Each herb is quarantined for a month, and then it's checked to make sure that there is nothing in it, no fungus, no pesticides, nothing that could compromise the batch. So consequently, since 1984, every batch of Mega Wellness Cleanse, Theracolon Cleanse, and Mega Cleanse Extra has been absolutely pristine. Now, here's what people don't realize, Dan. You realize it, but a lot of folks don't realize that most of us are walking around with 5 to 40 pounds of fecal matter adhering to the lining of our colon.
Yeah. John Wayne, when they did an autopsy on the Duke,
yes,
he had 40 pounds in there.
John Wayne's life had we been able to get a hold of him, and that is a true statement. What the Mega Wellness does is it flakes that fecal matter off the colon wall. Some of it has been there for years. It has gotten to be as much as 2 to 3 inches thick.
Golly.
And hard as truck tire rubber.
It's like one of those pipes underneath the house that is encrusted.
Great analogy. That's exactly what it is. As your body is able to eliminate those toxins, now you can absorb nutrients much more efficiently. If you add to that eating correctly, drinking a lot of water, and exercising, that helps your body to cleanse itself more efficiently. One of the good things that these herbs do are help the gallbladder to make more bile, which aids digestion, which aids your liver, helps to clean out your liver as well. So the end result is your skin starts to clear up. That bloated feeling you had starts to go away. Your energy level comes back. So the first step to real healing is cleansing the toxins out of your colon. 80% of all disease starts with the colon.
Mm-hmm. And 80% of your immune system.
Doctors.
80% of all your immune system is functioning in your colon.
Exactly. Hence what you just said about the probiotics. The probiotics are so wonderful. The total digestion probiotics with digestive enzymes are going to further encourage this gut cleanse. One of the strains literally eats the calcified protein off your diverticula.
Huh.
And you see this stuff when you eliminate, you see mm-hmm. it. You know what it is. It's a little looks like little yellow rabbit pellets, but you start to feel better. People with diverticulitis, I've had people with IBS, any other digestive disorder, just about all of them I've heard in 35 years, have over the years called me and said, oh, my goodness, this stuff saved my life.
Well, I can see that.
I'm so happy that you've gotten onto it, and I'm hoping that your listeners will go over to Omega Health.
Mm-hmm. 2427 North Council, folks.
That's right. Go over there. They have a wide variety of my products, MaxZorb Nutrition. I have 30 products altogether, not to mention a skincare line that is incredible. And I believe you were telling me you've been enjoying that new Extreme Restoration Lift.
I have, but I want to do a whole show on that. Folks, she has the best skincare line in the market. A friend of mine's wife, and we'll talk about it on another show, you've heard Stan Dennison, if you're a loyal listener on my show. His wife, Laura Dennison, has beautiful skin, but she's tried everything under the sun. I mean, really, really expensive stuff, and a lot of women pay a ton of money. And so Stan and I were having lunch, and he said, is Brenda still doing her thing down there in Dallas? And I said, yeah. I said, my wife thought that was the best stuff she's ever used. And the amazing thing, it's not expensive. Speaking of that, Brenda, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 1-800-MEGA-910.
1-800-MEGA-910.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your website?
It is bodydynamics.com.
Pretty simple.
And here's another thing.
Wait, Brenda, we're out of time. We're out of time, hon.
Oh, darn.
We'll talk more about
it on the next show.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you so very much, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
CV Sciences has Plus CBD Oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD Oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD Oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD Oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talk. So I want to mention, as an inventor, I get excited when I see solutions, especially solutions that are elegant and have such a broad effect on human health in this case, but it can be any way it works. So I'm always looking for that solution. So if I didn't invent it, but I see someone else does, I still get just as excited. And I got a call just a while back from a man I know in San Antonio. And he was looking for a couple doctors in Oklahoma City area that would help him with the Stivex product because they had people that wanted to use it, but they didn't know any doctors yet here in Oklahoma City, and there weren't any. And so I've been making some calls to doctors I know and trying to introduce them to this. But a natural product that insurance covers, FDA covers, Medicare covers, FDA-approved Medicare covers, and it's really simple. And they put little pins in the upper ear, and they cover those up, and they put a wire behind the neck, bring it down the collarbone, and then attach it there, a little device that's sort of the electrical battery that the doctor adjusts. And as he adjusts it, it brings up the endorphin levels by stimulating the vagus nerve and a few other nerves. And by doing that, the person can go into a high. I mean, they can be euphoric. So the doctor adjusts it down underneath that so the person can function well, but feels really good. So people have been suffering from back problems, neck problems, knees. They may have Crohn's disease, irritable bowel. They may have just arthritis all over, number of different things. This is a natural approach. They wear it for 2 weeks. They're off a week. And then if they're in pain still, the insurance will cover it to do 2 more weeks. And they use it on arthritis, neuropathy, joint injuries, nerve injuries, amputations, pain left over from amputation, chronic back and neck pain, diabetic peripheral neuropathy, peripheral arterial disease, peripheral vascular disease, reflex sympathetic disease, post-surgical pain, fibromyalgia, migraines. And there's other things that it affects that are not that the insurance doesn't cover yet. The insurance is always for only for chronic pain, but it normalizes blood pressure because the vagus nerve affects everything and helps the blood pressure anyway move towards a normal level. It helps open up the blood vessels in the feet so the neuropathy that comes from the lack of circulation can help the feet heal and the nerves heal in that regard. It helps with Crohn and irritable bowel because it measures the stress of the intestines and will tell them to relax, to be less inflamed. It affects so many different things. So this is a real breakthrough. I'm real excited about it. And so if you want to know more about it, or if you have a doctor and you want him to know about it, because you'd like to see if your insurance would cover it, which more likely will, I guess the best thing is to have you email me at DSOLLOWAY21@gmail.com and put in Stivex, that's STIVAX, that you're interested in knowing about Stivex in the subject line, because I get so much email, I don't want to miss your email. So let me give you my email address once more, DSOLLOWAY21@gmail.com. Because I don't want anyone to be in chronic pain out there that could be relieved from it. It's amazing to me that after you've done this 2 weeks on, 1 week off, maybe another 2 weeks if you need it, 1 week off, the benefit and effect lasts for 12 months. That's great, folks. That's phenomenal. And I like it also because I absolutely hate what's going on with our country of people in pain that are taking opioids and then get hooked on them and their whole life goes down the drain. And they can even use this to help people get off of them. They can use it to help people lose weight, but it's not, the insurance doesn't cover it for that. But I think probably in a few years you'll see that because a lot of people eat out of anxiety, boredom. They want to raise their serotonin levels. They want to feel better. Well, they're going to feel better this way, and they won't be hungry. There was a diet drug, Pondiman, I think was the name of it. And it affected the serotonin levels, and people just lost their appetite and dropped a lot of weight, but ended up as bad for the heart. This is just the opposite. It's very, very good for the heart. But, again, it's pain that determines the what the insurance will cover, chronic pain, something that a person's been under pain for 6 months and has tried different things. So, again, email me about this if you want to know more. Or if you have a doctor that you want him to know more about it and you've talked to him about it, and I'll be glad to send him information. So it's DSOLLOWAY21@gmail.com. DSOLLOWAY, DSOLLOWAY21@gmail.com. So let's get you out of pain, or let's get some loved one that you have that's suffering from neuropathy or back pain or something that's been, they can't seem to get away from it. Let's help them, and let's save their life, and let's not put them on the opioids. Or if they are, it's another way of lessening the demand for opioids. So, again, this is a very, very important solution, and I'm so glad that the insurance companies have jumped right in, that they're paying quickly on this, because they, too, are looking for a solution for their people, and don't want the people to be hooked on the the opioids. And a lot of times that doesn't work anyway. They need more and more and stuff. And this way it's all controlled. It's very simple, very beautiful, very elegant. I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be talking to you again next week.